Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Never just got to leave it. I believe in you. I'm like the Hebrew boy. I believe God is able. If it goes good, I still believe in you.
Thank you.
circumspectly, the entire family, the whole of her and their care and concern. And we give her praise and honor, glory. Let the worship of her and the meditation of her be supplement to her. Oh Lord, I will speak and I will be. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Father, thank you for giving me the strength to be willing to do it. Just this boy right now, from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet, keep him safe, sound, in the city of Atlanta. Bless us coming in and going out from this time forth. Give the praise, the honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name. I'll give this trip again. Thank you for this daughter. Come now. Be blessed by the man of God. As your apostle, I lay my hands upon her. You are to protect her. At this time forth, going in and coming out to her from school every day. Bless the Lord. Keep her strong and healthy in Jesus' name. Amen. I got another one. I want another one to be blessed. Father, I come to you with these two girls who desire to be prayed for by their pastor. Let your anointing be upon their lives. Never let them be free from you, but of a whole fast. Cause them to come to the comfort to themselves and to become a part of the body of Christ. Keep baptizing your name and fill with the Holy Ghost. Bless them, Lord, to be gracious and to lift you up. Protect them if they go anywhere. This time forth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's give a little sample of the Holy Spirit. His family has been my largest attendees. Mother Lewis got immensely blessed her children of this continuously fruitful and multiplying. We want all of you blessed. Amen. Want all of y'all to be blessed. Pray your children as we pray for them. God protect them. Jesus. It's also time here. I pray to be for the same as God. I don't need to take a long time. I taught y'all well. You know nothing. I don't have to tell you that. I told you once, that's enough. And if you love the Lord and you reverence him, then you know that you should be holy, sanctified, and authentic. And really consistent in our giving. The Lord will bless us as we speak. Open up the windows of heaven. For it's our blessing that there shall be room enough to receive. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, let me give you the glory to your name. Now, prepare yourselves as they shall pass the containers. Put your tithe and your offering in the container as it passes you. And just pass it to the next person. Next to you, just pass it now to the next person. And to the young. All right.
Thank you. I'm more praise and grace. I want you, Paul, to get ready. I want you to know that we are in, on a journey. The Lord has already heard somebody, you already heard somebody. If you did, you don't come out if you do. Tell the three people that sound so glad you're here. You are part of the people. Want to thank the Lord for our dynamic, youthful gifted, one of a kind vision. And I'm telling the Bishop Clarence Bernard. We're not able to do this. You have to, person like me, you have to be with the right man. I'd be in trouble. Amen. If I wasn't with the right kind of man, I'd be sitting somewhere in a corner, lockdown. But I want to thank God for a man that's not intimidated. I appreciate him like only I can. And I thank God that you appreciate him as well. We are preparing to launch internationally, and I want you to go with us. Amen. Come on, go with us. We are launching internationally, and everything we do now, I want you to please be mindful, and the earlier you come, the better it is for us. I want to make sure that your worship is on and done properly. Amen. Edison is a special kind of person. You know, she don't care what she's doing. Whatever God's doing, she's in on that. That's what I like about you. I've enjoyed the choir today, and we thank God for our son that did a good job on I'm here on last Sunday. God's given Richard so many wonderful sons. Amen. Because I'm telling you, the coming is something else. He's something with his son. Indeed, and Brian is sitting over there with his quiet self. That's why I make him come out. I said, huh? And I make him come. You come for it. Amen. I'm looking. I know when I see something on somebody. I know what I see that's inside of you. Amen. I heard you. I know that was you. Today I heard the power that dropped into place. And ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be important that you come on time. And that we're finding something even now. I've had already three different mics, and I ain't been here for 5 minutes. The devil is scared of international. You know that, don't you? Amen. The young lady that was so powerful last Sunday, she's under attack. And I'm telling you, when I sit here and Bishop said, come up, just for me to stand with him, I could hardly stand, and I was just dizzy enough to fall out and lay on the floor because I can feel evangelism great. It's as if God put me down inside. Jesus. I'm telling you, I can't explain what I feel. Pressure. So I need you to pray. I don't need you to say no game. We're not here to look at each other. Amen. You might as well get used to me. Ain't no telling what I might put on. You might as well get used to me. Amen. Ain't no telling what I might put on. Ain't no telling what I'm paying to do. Because I believe in hearing from the mind of God. And doing the way God said do it. So you ain't we got time to be looking at each other. I ain't got time for that. Tell somebody we come for that. You tell them what we might do. Africa, we got I'm not coming here with all African clothes. Amen. I'm telling you, one day I'll come here right from the top to the bottom. Because we have thousands and thousands of Africans that are submitting to our hands. And ladies and gentlemen, even now with the evangelist topic, we are national and international, and I want you to welcome the international audience. They're in Africa, they're in the UK, they're in Germany, they're in Austria, and they're all over the world. So you get up and clap your hands and welcome the audience around the world. We are now welcoming the other is the fool in the world. A lot of crowd, you know. Just a little bit.
Fireworks, fireworks, fireworks. And if I had time, because
all the time when I get up. My time is up. We have an early must-see at 3 o'clock in St. Regis. And so I'm going to need you just lifting up your hands right now. Let's get the Bibles ready. And let's just see what let's see what God is saying. I might have to go another way to get where I'm trying to be. But in Titus 3:14, it says that you don't have to stand unless you want to. But if you're going to stand, you're going to do it together. And then I also learned to maintain good works for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. Hebrews 6:10, and I have at least 20 scriptures that will be too many for today. But for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name. In that he has ministered to the saints and he ministered. It is with the fire that we see, and it was the earthquake that is mentioned in 1 Kings 19. God not in the fire or earthquake, but in the still small voice, wind, revealing himself as imminent, comforting for his prophet. Can we say amen? That it is so very special. I want you to reach up and tell somebody, tell them fireworks. But here comes the giant killer. Here comes the giant killer. I wish I had time to really preach it. I'm telling people that I want to tell you about this. That here comes, tell them, you look like a giant killer to me. We might have to do this in the power of fire. And I want to just talk to you just a few minutes. And if you will, declare this in the name of the Lord. Look at them and tell them one more time. Say, you look like a giant killer to me. And let's do it under the anointing of fire. I want you to just sit there with me because I just gave you some scriptures and threw some scriptures and just threw them at you. You might not have anything to do with anything but work and fire. But if you may be seated for a moment, it is important that you understand that people celebrate on Independence Day, and some of us don't understand what this is really all about. It is so important that you understand a whole lot of lives were lost, there was a lot of war and a lot of killing and a lot of murders that took place during independence so that we would be independent, that there would be a freedom. Independence is self-government. We wanted to be able to have self-government. And there was a control where you could really be free to be able to do and be who you really completely are. There had to be warfare for that. There had to be both in the natural and in the spiritual. And so independence, self-government, self-rule, it means self-determination. It is home rule. Independence means sovereignty and freedom. It just simply means liberty. And I want to thank God that I'm free. And that liberty is ours. I love this freedom that we have. Freedom in the Lord. If you're talking spiritual, I love this freedom in the Lord. I love it that I'm free to worship. In the spirit realm, I love it that I'm not tied up and that I'm kept from coming to the house of the Lord and I'm kept from lifting up my hands. It's a problem. And it's happening still over in the third world. There's still some places they can't lift their hands. There's still some places because you're so free. But you don't know there's some people that have to hide and worship and clap their hands like you're free to do. So in the natural, when it comes to independence, man, self-government, meaning that what God has put on the inside of you, because I'm just reminded of that woman that was going to the well of the necessity of her going by, that she would have to be able to deal with the God that comes. That would have me go through some there. I often go back to that, and it doesn't have to do what I'm talking about, but I can't help myself. I just don't want you to be reminded that it wasn't just about telling her business. I want you to realize that God is not just about uncovering me. or telling all your business and other folks to know about your business. So he didn't go through Samaria to tell her business that she had five husbands and that what she had was not hers. So you could say, I don't know, that's right. It wasn't about how many husbands she had already, but it was about her knowing that now things are about to change. And that she would understand that there would be the worship that had been in the mountain and how they had worshipped and their forefathers had worshipped there before, that was going to be over. That now it would be a time that there would be spiritual stuff and that he would be able to worship in spirit and in truth. Somebody say, I'm so glad I'm free to worship now. Doesn't have to be tied up in a building. I'm not tied up into a mountain. I don't have to be in some special kind of place to worship God. Tell somebody, yeah, I just feel free. I just feel like God's scared. I just feel like nothing's holding me. I just feel like nothing's tied me down. I just feel like a worshiper. I feel like I'm... Let me what brought this freedom to you and what brought it this way. I want you to understand that this story that we're talking about, that, they use and in the end of the day, they do a lot of whole lot of fire stuff, and they do fireworks, and fire often meaning convulsion and or combustible or explosive and divisive or reducing and disliking. Look at it, or light, or a loud noise, use of signaling, or a part of a celebration. That's what it was about. It was about the celebration of Independence Day. And so a display of violence, temporal, or fierce activity, any spectacular display, or expression of wit, or a technique, or technical feat by a musician or dancer. And so I wanted to be having dancers and praisers in here because you know you've become free. There is some things that happen to people that really understand what it is to worship and that you're free because you were bound. Our necks were bound. Our feet were bound. Our hands were bound. I don't know about you, but he had me bound. And I would be afraid and ashamed to worship. And because I know all I have done. And so many times sin still trying to hold me. Sin still would not love to attach and take you down. There's something that might have happened to you this week that's trying to keep you from clapping your hands. But there's something about the fire that is open and talks about the fire that is convulsive. It is explosive and something that is unexplainable. That's why I'm telling you there is something unique, something outside. About having the kind of fire that when all hell breaks loose and want to tie you up and tie your hands again. But something about the fire that brings it off of you. God's listening, Lord. And I ain't got the fire more because you might as well get with me. Hallelujah. I don't have much time, but if I really had time, then it's fire. What's it? What's fire purified? See, what if you want the spirit to be free, you've got to let the fire, not that natural that explodes, and all of those expulsions and stuff we see that they invited us downtown for, but it's like ecstasy, or like you, what happens on the inside of you, that when it happens, it breaks the off of you. I don't know about you, but when I feel this, and I go through hell, I can't explain what I feel like. I'm not leaving tonight because all ain't with me. I'm leaving alone. I ain't scared. I'm doing now. I'll tell you the truth. That fire works. It works. Fire purifies. And so we're all messed up. And really can't do what I should do in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Fire that came to break the hope of me, purified my very mind, and closed me. It is the fire, it is holiness, it is the essence, hallelujah, of holiness, it is action that brings even protection, a home to you. It is the time of vengeance, or testing of his enemy, or the enemy, that even even though you want to hold us back, God, pull somebody up and take a prayer, God, that's about to explode inside of you.
Because when God gets through doing what he's doing,
your major in the kingdom. Let me tell you who is playing in here. Let me tell you who the work trying to kill. Somebody said, do something.
Anointed that you're
Now, this is going to be the fire that is in you when you are young. This thing that comes out of you. I take the fullness of my spirit and say who I am. I'm going to talk to you on the same day. The fire is coming out. I'm going to talk to you. Open your mouth and the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and let me speak. I have no speech in the Holy Ghost. Open your mouth and speak.
Whatever was done to him, whoever did it,
I'm telling you, God said he respects men. So thank you for receiving the little life that you put this in the one. He's the man. Just hug him. Just hug him. This man, whatever he can say, I don't know if y'all want to say, you were there.
Jesus.
Find your own meaning. You say, Lord, I want you to use me, and I don't exactly know what to do. I need you to show me, Lord. God, to tell you that you're going to have a visitation, and it will be a clear one, and you will know exactly how to move. Because you should have already had money, major money, in your hand. But God ain't gonna release it when you're out of place. He's gonna release it in the right place. You hear me? So God prays. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm almost here. Again, in your back, put something in your hand. Tell me what I do. I encourage you. I'm going to ask you to put every person in the room to put at least $21 in a gift to God. Say, Lord, this is my gift, my special gift. Now, I will decree and declare that there is at least 20 people doing the same. Look across the room and say, we need all of you to do it. And if you mean that, who's going to be the first person standing in front of me? With $21 in your hand, with room. Your faith takes you. Where you at? What's going on? You know, where am I sleeping alone? Hallelujah, I got to be 21. I've been with you.
My baby. You know that, right?
21. I love you. I love you too. You want to have what you want to be.